I showed him those scriptures. I said, Daddy, Jesus will save you today, right now. I looked up, and tears were rolling off his cheek. Now listen, let me tell you something about my daddy. We were sitting in Forest City, Arkansas, in a Waffle House beside the freeway. One day he started eating breakfast. This man comes in, sort of a stooped man, an older man, short man, stocky, with a walking stick. And he sits down across from us, and I see him keep looking. And this was 4 or 5 years before this. And he gets up and he comes over and he looks at my dad in the face and he says, "Ah, old Tangle-Eye." I thought, oh, Lord. Come find out this fellow was a captain in Tucker Prison when my daddy was in Tucker Prison. My daddy had been married 13 times. Been in Tucker Prison in Arkansas, been in Cummins Prison in Arkansas, been in Folsom Prison in California. I don't know how many brothers and sisters I got, but a bunch. Some of them I met, some of them I hadn't. Daddy was in prison in Tucker Prison. This man was his captain. And we talked about some things, and this man told me, he said, I'll tell you one thing, young man. He said, your daddy was the toughest man I ever saw. I was captain in Tucker Prison in Arkansas for 25 years. We got the roughest. He said, your daddy was the toughest that came through there in the 25 years I was there. He said, one time I told this other captain that he couldn't make old hell cry. He said, oh, yeah, I can make him cry. No, he ain't making him cry. They carried my daddy, tied him down, broke both wrists and both ankles, whipped him 100 licks, tore his clothes off of him, whipping him, and left him for dead. And he looked at me and he said, your daddy never shed a tear. Never whimpered. And we left him for dead. I'm looking at my daddy across the table. The Holy Spirit of God. He's got a tear in his eye. I began to share with him some more. And I said, Daddy, you believe Jesus will save you right now? Oh, son. I don't know. But he said, if he'd do for me what he did for you, I'll be ever so grateful. Never heard my daddy speak like that. I said, Daddy, here's what you have to do. Daddy never heard plan salvation except when I try to give it to him. I said, we have to kneel right here and you just admit to God you're a sinner. He said, oh, son, I am. I said, well, let's just pray. At that moment, I looked in his eyes, and fear hit him, and he looked at me and he said, son, he said, I don't know how to pray. I've never prayed before. And I'm scared to death. I said, God, please, please, please do something for my daddy. I said, I'll tell you what, daddy, you say what I say after I say it. He said, all right. I said, let's get out. My daddy pushed that seat back down beside that table. I went through the plan. I went through the words with him. We sat back up. I said, Daddy, didn't save me. I said, God, please save my daddy. Please save my daddy. I said, let's do it again, Daddy. He said, no, let me do it. Let me do it. My daddy, that at 80 years old, powerful, squatted down, laid down on that floor, began to pray in the glory of God. Just fill that room. God so graciously saved my daddy. Murderer, thief, thug, rapist. God so gloriously moved through his life in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. here today to tell you that I don't care who you are. I don't care how macho you think you are. I've seen powerful men cry big. We put it on them. I've seen powerful men cry before Jesus. He changed their heart. He changed their life. I thank Jesus for changing my heart. I thank you for giving me a mind that's clean, pure. I'm looking for that day when I go to heaven not to see the streets. I don't want to sound spiritual. Man, I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. I want to see Jesus, who gloriously saved my soul. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Harold. I think we need, before we go, to thank God for our salvation, how he saved us and changed us. Remember tomorrow, Carlisle Driggers, Executive Director of the South Carolina Baptist Convention, will be here in chapel. And Thursday, Henry Lyons, President of the National Baptist Convention, was to be here. He will not be here. There'll be something very special. It'll be a surprise for you in chapel Thursday. I hope you won't miss that. Brother Harold, thank you once again for sharing with us. Brother, let's pray together. God, it's so easy for us to hear a story about such heinous criminal evil activity and know that it's sin. And you did something great when you called Harold and his daddy from darkness into light. And yet, God, as we leave today, I pray that you might give us a vision of our own sin, to know that that which we think is small is really big because it offends your holiness. God, I pray that just as Harold hates his old lifestyle and it's even difficult for him to tell his testimony, I pray that we'd hate our own sin. And that we'd desire Jesus not only to save us and give us heaven in our future, but desire him to give us holiness as well by the presence of his Holy Spirit in us. And God, we also know that there are a lot of Harold Danleys out there in the world today who have yet to find Christ as Savior. God, we ask as we leave today that you might empower us, that you might position us, that we might be your vessels, your instruments to reach them for Christ who loves them. We pray in his blessed name. Amen.